Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is happy. The complete set of Beethoven piano sonatas, recorded by Arthur Schnabel in the 1930s, has finally been reissued by Angel EMI on a set of 8 compact discs. Lloyd says these performances are one of the landmarks of recording history.
I don't think any musician ever thought about Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas more deeply than Arthur Schnabel. He was the first performer to record all of them. He even edited his own edition of the scores, which is so full of his acquired wisdom it reads almost like a diary. His Beethoven recordings remain the most profound explorations of these works I've ever heard. They're not monuments of perfection. They're too personal, too volatile. Yet when I want to hear what a Beethoven sonata ought to sound like, I turn to Schnabel. Perhaps Schnabel's greatest achievement was the way he played slow music. His phrasing seems to reflect the very process of thinking. Each note leads inexorably to the next. A Schnabel slow movement is an interior drama. Listen to the opening bars of the brief adagio of the Waldstein sonata. The fate of the world seems to depend on what the next note will be. For a long time, I thought Schnabel failed only once, in the Moonlight Sonata, of all things. His playing seemed clipped and choppy, lacking continuity. This most atmospheric of sonatas had no atmosphere. But a friend of mine played me a copy of the original 78s, and although the surface noise was unusually scratchy, I could hear things I never heard on the LP transfers. Haunting overtones that connected the notes had evidently been lost by the engineers in their attempt to muffle the surface noise. What a relief to discover that the fault wasn't Schnabel's. Now with the Schnabel Beethoven sonatas freshly remastered on the new compact discs, you no longer need the 78s to hear Schnabel's real performance of the Moonlight. Schnabel was particularly famous for Beethoven's profound and unorthodox late sonatas. Here's one of the most astonishing passages ever recorded. It's in the last movement of the Opus 110, Beethoven's next-to-last piano sonata. A melancholy song, Arioso Dolente, has just interrupted the movement for a second time. Then everything stops. There's a crescendo of 13 increasingly complex chords. It's a moment of sheer terror, a look directly down into the abyss, before the music proceeds to its ultimately heroic conclusion. Schnabel never stopped searching. After a concert in New York in 1951, he told his son, the pianist Carl Ulrich Schnabel, that he finally figured out how to play the last line of the Opus 90 sonata convincingly. It was his last concert. Let's hear how unconvincingly he played this ending in 1932.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a set of Angel EMI compact discs featuring Arthur Schnabel performing Beethoven.